Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English. Connect with English begins in the neighborhoods of Boston. This is Rebecca Casey. For years, she has cared for the Casey household.
I am late for school.
She has cared for her brother, Kevin.
Hi, Dad. Bye, Dad.
Don't slam the door!
And she has cared for her father.
Hi, Dad. Why are you up so early? Where's my coffee?
What, is this yours? I'm sorry.
Rebecca has a good job in a factory and works with her best friend, Sandy.
It's 10 o'clock. Come on, it's break time. You want to get a soda?
Hey, welcome to our 4th annual Memorial Day cookout.
Rebecca has many friends, including her boyfriend, Matt. They enjoy each other's company. All in all, it's a good life. But Rebecca wants to go to music school.
I'm hoping to go to college, music school.
Good for you!
She has a dream to write and perform her own music.
I've got my ticket and I've got my hand. I've got my memories, but they're far behind. I'm traveling back.
Her boyfriend, Matt, doesn't want her to go.
I think we need to have a talk.
Look, I'm not going to change my mind.
4 years of college in California will pretty much end our relationship.
Lots of people have long-distance relationships.
I'm not a long-distance kind of guy.
Her father doesn't want her to go either.
So what do you want from me?
Just your approval.
N-O, no way.
But Rebecca doesn't give up.
You've been accepted to San Francisco. Oh, my God, I'm going!
Oh, good news?
Very good news.
And in the end,
Kev,
her family supports her.
Is it all right with you if I go?
Go for it.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm sorry your mother isn't here to say all the right things. So I'll try myself. This is your home. If you ever need help or change your mind or anything, remember, we're here.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks for everything. I love you.
I'll miss you. God knows.
Rebecca leaves Boston.
See you, sis. Mm-hmm.
To follow her dream.
I'll try not to. I can't believe you're going.
Rebecca drives cross country from Boston to San Francisco, and her adventures begin.
She's not the kind to stay in one place for too long. You don't have to tell me that. She's not the kind.
Oh, no. It's out of business. Are you a photographer?
No, actually, I'm an architect. Photography's just my hobby.
Excuse me, we need a phone. We're having car trouble.
Rebecca arrives in San Francisco. She meets new people.
Here's to the beginning of a new life.
She looks for work.
No, I worked in a factory for 6 years. Oh, just a minute. Hold on, I have to put in some more money.
She begins school all over again.
Seventh is the second voice.
And she has to face difficult challenges in her new job.
Want to do karate for us? Karate kick.
Vincent, watch out! Hey, leave them alone! Sure!
It's all right. They're gone. It's over.
It's not all right.
I'm sorry. Those kids weren't from our program.
We're leaving.
Little by little, step by step, Rebecca's life in San Francisco begins to come together.
Oh, you can take over softball practice today.
Keep your eye on the ball. Here it comes.
But ties to Boston are strong. Family responsibilities bring Rebecca home.
Were there any signs, I mean, before?
I don't know exactly.
Help!
What's wrong, Uncle Brendan? What's going on?
Rebecca's family crisis grows more serious.
Kevin!
And Rebecca has to step in when there's another crisis. This one in Sandy's life.
Let her go, Rebecca, don't!
You stay out of this!
We're leaving right now!
Get out of here!
At times, it all seems like too much for Rebecca. Soon, things begin to change. Rebecca and her brother discover a family secret.
I didn't know Dad stashed all this stuff away.
Look.
It brings new opportunities and more change for everyone.
Everybody needs a dream catcher.
Through it all, Rebecca clings to her dream. And she makes a new life for herself. She connects her life in Boston with her life in San Francisco. She connects the past and the present.
Someone to be there when the bad dreams are all you can see.
Rebecca's story is about believing in a dream, even when the problems are great.
Catch me.
It's a familiar story for the many people who have come to the United States to make a new life. Rosalba Solis is one of those people.
Hello. My name is Rosalba Solis. I come from Mexico, and I came to the United States about 18 years ago. The reason I came to the United States is because I had to follow my dream, and my dream was to be a jazz musician. So I have to tell you the story of why it's so similar to Rebecca's. I had to take a Greyhound bus for $100 from point to point in the United States. I went to school, I pursued my dream, she pursued her dream, but in the meantime, she was faced with strangers in a different place, living in a big house.
You must be experiencing a certain amount of culture shock. Moving to a new city, sharing this old house with people you don't know.
I never had experience living with roommates, and it was quite surprising to live with people of three different nationalities.
Morning.
Strange.
Huh?
When I came to Boston, I went straight to the school. I met some people. I couldn't really communicate with them well. It was hard to find jobs. It was very hard. And I remember when Rebecca is looking for her work study, going through the counselors and all that.
Because of budget cuts, we had to
cancel our work study program this year.
We're interviewing a lot of people.
I could learn very fast.
Well, thank you anyway for coming in.
I had to pass through all that, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. So there is a lot of similarities. It was music that brought me here. So all the other pieces start coming into play somehow. And every time we're talking about the story, I feel like, whoops, here I go again. Whoops, here I go again.
Take two. Is rolling here.
Connect with English was taped on location across the United States.
This way?
Yeah.
Professor John Dumicich of New York University helped the actors with their language on location.
Excuse me, the gold room? This way?
Good.
Okay.
Many teachers helped on Connect with English. Professor Pamela McPartland Fairman reviewed the props.
Again, keeping the beginner students in mind, we put things like name, and she wrote in Rebecca Casey, address, and she wrote in the actual address.
She also helped to develop the texts.
Kind of thing that would appear on a typical application.
There are 25 half-hour programs in Connect with English. Each program has two episodes, and each episode has two sections. The story,
Hi.
Are you all packed?
Almost.
I want you to have this.
Dad, another present? What is it?
And the discussion group to review and talk about issues.
Her father gave Rebecca a necklace that belonged to her mother.
Mom's necklace.
It was a gesture of continuity that now the daughter is going to wear this. I think it's a great gesture of love and also of giving.
It's beautiful.
There's so many connections between the story of Rebecca and my life story.
I have a lot of connections with Rebecca's life.
Meet some of the members of the discussion group for Connect with English. They talk about their lives and Rebecca's story.
We all find some connection to this story because it's pretty much like real life.
Okay.
My name is Yukiyoshi Ozawa, and I was born in San Francisco, but I raised in Japan. So, and I got quarter Russian blood, so I'm kind of a lot of things mixed. This is my first experience to live by myself in Boston, I mean, in whatever, in this world. So it's like a same, you know, she went to San Francisco from Boston by herself to live, and I came from Japan to live in Boston by myself. I did like Rebecca did, the cross country by car. Cross country. I drove from Boston to San Francisco like Rebecca did. And it was, it took 6 days to get there. It was quite fun for me. I don't know about Rebecca because she have to go there to live her life. But we did it for fun.
My name is Roberto Arevalo, and I came to the United States in 1981. I feel that I always have a dream. I had a dream when I was younger. I still have many more dreams. I always make sure that I accomplish them, even though there are many barriers. So at that level, I totally identify with Rebecca. I can relate to Rebecca's conflict of fulfilling her dream and at the same time feeling that she needed to stay with her family. Because I myself have to spend a lot of hours working, and I really feel passionate about it. And I have to be very flexible, so many times I have to work weekends, and I cannot be with my family. Sometimes you really begin to question, what is it that you really need to be happy? And you're put in a situation where whatever decision you make is not good enough. But as long as you follow your beat and follow who you are, you'll be okay.
My name is Nela Hozek, and I came from Bosnia and Herzegovina. The reasons I came here are primarily that I wanted to escape the horrible war in my country, because I spent 3 horrible years with my kids there. I felt that I have to do something about their future. So I decided to leave my country and come here. A special way I connect myself with Rebecca's story is in terms of responsibility between children and parents.
What's that for?
When I left my country, I left my parents there. My parents are over 60. It was a very difficult decision for me because I felt responsibility toward my parents who are getting older and sick. But when I had to decide, I just thought it was better for me, both for me and for themselves, if I come here. Because if I succeed to make my future here, I will be able to help my parents there. In Bosnia. There is a constant worry that is present in my mind. Wherever I go whatever I do, I always think about my family.
My name is Hai. My last name is Pho. I came from Vietnam in 1955. I was sent by my family abroad to obtain an education, to leave the conflict, the warfare that were happening in Vietnam then. We all have certain aspiration, certain hope, certain dreams that we would like to fulfill. In my case, it's a dream that also coincided with the expectation of my family. Rebecca has the personal dream and aspiration. With the American society, it is all right for a person to pursue that personal dream. In fact, if you don't, you are doing a disservice to yourself. But for people from East Asia, for people from Vietnam, you have to try to somewhat compromise to meet the dreams, expectation of your family as much as yourself. And if and when it comes into conflict, it creates a tremendous, tremendous crisis.
My name is Olga Balouev. I was born in Belgium. I'm from Russian descent. I was brought up for 10 years, the part of my childhood and adolescence in Zaire, which at the time was Belgian Congo. And when I was 21, I came in this country with my parents and my sister. It is not easy to make a change in terms of having a job where you are quite settled in your way, as Rebecca was, and then to make a decision of having to go and start at nothing and begin studying. But I admire her, because I think that in life it is important to have an education, because it's a way that you can contribute to society, and it's also a way that you better yourself, I would say, intellectually, emotionally, and you bring a lot to others.
My name is Abdul Wahab Koshafa. People call me Abdul for short. I came from a country called Yemen. It's in the tip, southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula. And I came to the United States to pursue my dream of becoming an architect. When I was back home, I used to be a carpenter, where I could just get married. I actually almost was engaged. And I had a choice between pursuing my dream and leaving the country, coming to the United States, or just being the carpenter and settle, and life is bigger than that. That's why I left the country and I came to the United States, and I'm really very grateful that I had the opportunity to make it.
Hi, my name is Cacilda Stefanovic-Celso Nunes. I come from Brazil. I came here to improve my English. I was supposed to stay here just 6 months, and I've been here 1 year and 9 months already. When I left my house, my father said, what are you gonna do there? You have a very nice job here. And then I said, no, but I wanna go. And he got very mad. I almost get married in Brazil. And then I decided to come here. And my ex, future husband said, well, I don't think you're gonna stay there. I think you're gonna stay there just 2 months. I think it's too much for you. You're gonna come back and I'm waiting for you. Well, and then I come here and I liked a lot. And I even got another boyfriend.
My name is Lan Ma. I'm originally from Beijing, China. And I came to the United States in 1990. I think it's wonderful. Rebecca has a dream and she has the courage to make it come true. And I admire her for that. Even though it has been very difficult for her, she seems be very determined to make her dream come true. I would really want to come to the United States to further my education. I was very determined. Basically, I didn't think of what's going to happen if I don't get accepted by school, so I can relate to her in that aspect.
Ez egy zseniális játék.
Elég szabadon belefoghattunk bármibe, ami érdekelt.
Vörös dobozba csomagoltuk, és az első dobozokon még a Tetris nevet oroszul írtuk ki.
Még hang nélkül és a legegyszerűbb grafikával is az első változatnak szokatlan ereje volt. Mindenki hasznot húzott belőle, vagyis mindenki, kivéve az oroszokat.
Ha próbálkoztunk volna, valószínűleg börtönben végezzük.
Új játék született, amelyet a görög négy után Tetrisnek neveztek el.
A magány.
A szorongás.
Szerelem. Érzékiség.
Félelem.
Egy lépés előre. A sorozat folytatódik ma délután az M2-n.